If you have your Bibles, Matthew, the fifth chapter. We've been looking at the Beatitudes and correlating them in our time of communion. And we're going to be in verse 7. We've looked at the poor in spirit. We've also looked at hunger and thirsting for righteousness. But it's kind of interesting how, as we had an opening that dealt with mercy, we're going to look at that today here as well. Matthew, the fifth chapter, starting in verse 7, it says, "Blessed," again, Makarios is the Greek word here, either in reference to the island of Cyprus, Makarios is that island, is at least what it was called at that time. And you would be happy to live on that island, as we made reference to, because it was self-sustaining. Every need was met. So the idea here for blessed could be to meet every need. Happiness found in fulfillment. So blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. But what about this merciful and then this mercy? Now, they both have the same root, though there are obviously subtle differences, because translation, of course, you have merciful and mercy. Eliam is the word for merciful, and it's an active compassion. In fact, you can actually find this word in Homer's The Odyssey. In book 5 of The Odyssey, Odysseus is shipwrecked on the island with Calypso. And she is there to try to basically keep him there. But it says that there is an act of compassion. And it was an act of compassion because it was one that dealt with choice. See, there could have been a choice of just turning him into rock and enslaving him, but she didn't do that. In fact, actually, she gave him the opportunity himself to choose. See, the thing about this act of compassion is it's coupled with this idea of choice. And consider that in Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 17, it says, "For this reason he had to be made, this talking about Christ, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become merciful and faithful as a high priest in the service to God, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people." Well, why is that? Well, to be like us in every way, and to be merciful like us, there had to be compassion, but the compassion of choice. Chapter 40, verse 11, it says, "Like a shepherd, he would tend his flock, in his arms he would carry the lambs, and carry them in his bosom, he will gently lead the nursing ewes." We see in these passages of Scripture about compassion, compassion of choice, but an act of compassion that's here. And that was the thing that we didn't, if you ever read the Odyssey with Odysseus and with Calypso, that there wasn't an act of compassion. There wasn't a choice of compassion. But thanks be that we have Christ who chose compassion. He chose to be merciful. But it says, "Blessed are the merciful, and they will be shown, they will obtain mercy." Elio. Elio means to experience. To experience what? To experience God's granting of favors to those who are most unworthy. See, in Romans, the 9th chapter, verses 15 through 18, it says, "What shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, 'I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.' It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. For Scripture says to Pharaoh, 'I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.' Therefore God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and hardens on whom he wants to harden." See, this is Paul using this example to explain God's desire to actually give mercy to the Gentiles. So what's the connection, though, here of Matthew 5, 7 and this time of communion? Well, I'm sure it's become somewhat kind of obvious. We see here that to be merciful means to have active compassion. And to obtain mercy, the ilio, means to obtain something that is not deserved. And isn't that why we're here? We have a God who actively showed compassion on us and showed us mercy even when we didn't deserve it. See, in John chapter 6, starting in verse 25, it says this: when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, this being Christ, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed you, because you ate of the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." See, what Christ here is referencing is that he fed those, and they were those still looking to be fed physically. But there's a greater feeding that will take place, a feeding that will lead to eternal life. And that is an example of the act of compassion, the mercy that we don't deserve that is shown to us. Jesus continues on with this thought in verse 35, and he says, and declares, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and you still do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall not lose none of all he has given me, but I will raise them up in the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day." So as we consider the importance and the happiness of having mercy and sharing that mercy so that we can obtain it, we are here to partake of mercy, something that we did not deserve, but that was actively given to us, so that by partaking of it, one day, God's will be completed and fulfilled when we are raised with Christ in that last day. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. Lord God, as we consider the mercy that you desire for us to have so that we can obtain it, Lord God, we are here because we have obtained mercy. We didn't deserve your Son. We didn't deserve his blood to redeem us. We didn't deserve him to be the propitiation for us. But because you have active compassion for us, you desire that we could partake of your Son's sacrifice, that we can partake of it to have eternal life, and so that one day we'll be raised. And we're here to commemorate that, to gather and to commune in that, to reflect and remember that through him we have eternal life. And that is the ultimate showing of your mercy. And we're so grateful and thankful this day. Through Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.